Senator Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration.
Senator Morrison, first we have to wrap up closing the call of the Senate.
Okay, Mr. President.
You're doing wonderful, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration. Members, the list is on your desk.
Members, just so you know, we are remaining under the order of business of motions and resolutions, and Senator Morrison has designated the special orders pursuant to Rule 26. That list is on your desk. Seeing that is the list that's on your desk, we will start with number one. On general orders number 147, that's House File 3100, Friends Omnibus Pensions Bill. To that, Senator Friends.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Members, very proud to present the Pension Budget Omnibus Bill. Do you like your state employees? Do you like the people that live in your district that serve the state? Do you want to make sure their retirement is protected, respected, and supported? This bill is for you. Members, this bill passed the other body 130-0. Let me just say that again. This bill was unanimous in the other body. What does it contain? It contains $496 million in one-time support for the pensions of a group of 300,000 active members, Minnesotans who work for the state right now, serving us in a number of different ways, and 200,000 retired Minnesotans currently drawing their pension benefit. I want to start, Mr. President, by thanking my fellow authors, Senator Pappas, Senator Seeberger, Senator Murphy, and Senator Rasmussen, and also want to give a special thanks to our researcher, Ryan Majerus, and to the other author and the other body chair, Kali Herr. Members, to the bill. That one-time funding goes in to provide several things for our Minnesotans that are retiring or that are planning to retire. A one-time COLA benefit. It provides direct state aid to our plans. It has some funds that allow buy-downs and contributions. It incentivizes volunteer firefighters to join the State Board of Investment. And for those of you that like math, it lowers the assumed rate of return. What does that mean, Mr. President? It means that the expected rate of return on our pension plans is going to be taken down from 7.5 to 7%. Why does that matter? Because those that evaluate the state's credit rating are looking at that and saying, hey, that's a little more fiscally conservative, and it helps maintain Minnesota's AAA bond rating. And we like that because that allows us to borrow for less money. Members, another feature of the bill is that the St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund actually achieved a retirement benefit that is an example of what Minnesotans can do when they want to. By increasing the employee contribution, they have now changed the retirement benefit for teachers to 62 plus 30. That means those teachers have a better retirement benefit than they used to. We'd like to retain our employees, and we want to make them feel that not only do we respect their work, but that we're going to show that by putting this funding together. A few highlights on the COLA increases. COLA, of course, is cost of living. All state pension plan retirees will receive a one-time 2.5% COLA adjustment no later than March 30th of 2024. It provides an additional COLA of 1.45% for basic members. Just for those who follow this, basic members mean they do not receive Social Security and therefore do not receive the increase that other members do based on the right rate of inflation. I mentioned the lower investment rate of return assumption that takes it, the discount rate, to 7.5. And Mr. President, I believe there's an amendment at the desk. Is it the A13?
Senator Friends, that sounds more like a question. Are you offering the A-13?
I thought I was, Mr. President.
It looks like the A-2, Senator Friends. Would that sound correct?
Mr. President, it was here earlier today. Does it say Friends at the top? And it's... Thank you for your indulgence, Mr. President.
No problem. I just want you to know I took the amendment off your desk and hid it.
Oh, my gosh, here it is, Mr. President. I would like to offer the A-2 amendment.
Senator Friends offers the A-2 amendment. The secretary will report the A-2 amendment.
Senator Friends moves to amend House File number 3100. The first unofficial engrossment as follows. Page 2 after line 37, insert. This is the A-2 amendment.
Senator Friends, to your A-2 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, the A-2 amendment relates to payment of interest, refunds, remittances, shortages, contributions, or repayments, the rate of interest that the members pay or receive. We're simply changing with the A-2 amendment it to reflect the assumed rate of return changes. And with that, Mr. President, I would be happy to stand for any questions on the recently located A-2 amendment and would ask for members to vote yes.
Senator Friends, did you request a roll call vote or not?
I had not, Mr. President, but I would like to request a roll call vote, please.
A roll call, request a roll call granted. Any questions on the A-2 amendment? Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I would ask members to support the A-2 amendment. I believe it's just making a change that we already discussed in the Pension Commission and would align interest rates in pension law to the change we're making in the bill.
Senator Friends.
Thank you very much, Senator Rasmussen, and thank you for your work not only on this bill but on the Pension Commission. With that, Mr. President, I would ask members to vote yes on the A-2 amendment.
Would you still like the roll call, or you want to withdraw the roll call request?
I'd be happy to withdraw the roll call request, Mr. President.
The roll call withdrawn. All those in favor of the A-2, say aye. Opposed, say no. The motion prevails. The A-2 is adopted. The lone voice in the back is adopted. Senator Friends.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one final note, members. We talked about the funding. It's $496 million, all of it one-time funding. And among other things, the cost of living one-time payments have a present value of $88 million. Members, what we're doing here is providing robust funding to each of our state pension plans. We are supporting the men and women that support us. And I'd be happy to stand for questions, Mr. President, but asking for a green vote on the bill.
Any other amendments or discussion on House File 3100? Senator Abler.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I do have an amendment, and I thought it was all drafted. I had the draft, but it wasn't prepared, so it should be ready pretty soon. I can describe it in the meantime, but it should be available soon.
Senator Abler, we would not like for you to describe it until we have it in front of us. Let's see if there's someone else that wants to discuss something, and then we can get to that. Any other discussion on House File 3100? I promise not to move without you having an opportunity to offer your amendment. Even though we usually like for these to be done ahead of time. So now it's silence. Maybe it's a moment for us to reflect. Senator Nelson, I'm sure. Thank you, Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I'm just looking for the spreadsheet for the Omnibus Pensions Finance Bill. I do see from this morning the ag spreadsheet on our desks, but I am not locating the Omnibus Pensions spreadsheet. As you know, that is our custom and usage in this chamber that we always present a spreadsheet. I'm just wondering if maybe somebody has those spreadsheets to pass out.
Are you asking Senator Friends to yield for a question, Senator Nelson?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to know if Senator Friends would yield for a brief
question.
Senator
Friends, will you yield? He will yield. Did you hear Senator Nelson's question, Senator Friends?
I did.
Thank you, Mr. President. Did you hear my question, Senator Friends? And I have magically been added the spreadsheet. I hope all members have one. So I would withdraw my asking the senator to yield.
Thank you. Fast action. Thank you, Senator Nelson. Any other questions for Senator Friends while we're waiting for the amendment for Senator Abler? we allow you to just relax a minute, and it's okay if you don't have anything to say. Senator Nelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I understand. I think I'm the only one that has this pension spreadsheet. I think it's important that all members have spreadsheets of omnibus bills. And so I would ask Senator Frentz if he would supply that to all members. Thank you.
Senator Frentz will do so. Just give me 1 minute, members. Members, just so that you know, it's my understanding that we don't always distribute spreadsheets to everyone, but the spreadsheet is available online if you would like to see it. I think we may have what we were looking for. To the page, are you coming over for Senator Abler? I think so. Are you ready, Senator Abler?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Abler.
And I'm sincerely sorry. I just thought it was all squared away. And anyway, so Mr. Chair, Mr. President, I'll move the A50 amendment.
Senator Abler reports the A50 amendment. The Secretary will report the A50 amendment.
Senator Abler moves to amend House File Number 3100, the first unofficial engrossment as follows. Page 15 after line 22, insert. This is the A50 amendment.
Senator Abler, to your A50 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, we've seen a version of this before on the education policy bill. This is the Rule of 90 for teachers. It includes all the teachers. As I understand, actually, I tried to get this done, Mr. President. I think it was 2001, and the other body that we once served in together at the time accepted it, and this body did not. So it's been on my mind, and I've heard nothing but concern about the plight of teachers. As you know, Mr. President, we're having a hard time finding enough teachers to hang in there. The challenges in the classrooms are remarkable. Through COVID, through all the discipline issues, the violence in schools, some are even afraid to stand in the hallway during passing times. And to earn a wage that is not that remarkable, Mr. President, given the level of their training. And so at least many have a chance to look forward to a retirement that makes sense, except for those who get to work virtually until they're 90. That's the current rule of 90. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. However, it seemed like this has been a big interest this session. Now, there was a rally, and there was a group of Tier 2 teachers, which feel like they were the second-rate teachers, about how they didn't get hired on just early enough. And so, Mr. President, this would take effect in 2028. And so it doesn't have anything to do with the current target, but I think that this would be a way for this body to say, let's get this into the conference, let's find a way to talk about it. Many people spoke at that rally. I was not able to be speaking at that rally, but I was hanging around the hallways and the size of it. And these teachers were really hoping that they could have this opportunity to actually retire while they still had enough of their vigor and after they've invested so much in their students. And so that's my request. And if I should ask for a roll call, that'd save somebody the chance of standing up to ask for that. Mr. President, I can request that. But members, I think this is our chance to say the Senate is actually interested in this. So that's all. Thank you.
Senator Abler, did you request a roll call?
I just did, yeah, just to save somebody else.
Yeah,
save Senator Klein from jumping up.
Give me a chance to acknowledge it. Roll call requested, roll call granted. Were you finished, Senator Abler? I didn't want to cut you off. I just want to make sure
I could talk longer, but that's
no,
good enough for now.
No, you don't need to.
All right, thank you.
It's quite okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator Abler. Would Senator Abler yield for a question?
Senator Abler, will you yield? He will yield. Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Abler, I know we have many fine teachers serving in the Senate. I know we have a lot of them watching us. I know Rule of 90 reinstatement was a topic of discussion. As the child of two teachers, I wanted to ask, do you know what it would cost the state's budget to implement Rule of 90 now?
Okay, got it. Senator Abler, to the question.
Mr. President, I do not know the exact number, but I do believe it's a lot. And I think every penny on this would be worthwhile for these important teachers who are serving our children in these challenging times. And so I just know, Mr. President, and not to dilly on the answer, but I know there were speakers at this rally there that say they were going to fight for this to make it happen. And so whatever we can do, Mr. President, this is the full meal deal. This is going to conference. And so we could come back with like the children's platter size, or maybe like the mid-sized kids meal, or maybe there's a do the way the, you know, the Hungry Man Swanson's dinner thing. So thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would Senator Abler yield for another question?
Senator Abler, will you yield? He will yield for another question. Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Abler. Well, the number for reinstituting Rule of 90 about now is about $6.1 billion, and I would like to ask Senator Abler, which budget would you recommend that that money come out of in the current biennium?
Senator Abler, to that question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Frentz, it's a really good question. I do want to point out there was a precedent to spend into the 28-29 budget already. In the health bill, we're spending about, because we're taking one-time money to spend in the health bill, there's about $1.3 billion impact in that budget there. And I appreciate the optimism of the leaders to put that kind of spending into the tails. That's a very important thing to do. We're buying rates for counselors and other people who are in the mental health world. So, Mr. President, this doesn't actually have to be passed in its whole form, but we are now passing a bill that could actually go to conference. But, Mr. President, I don't see the rule of anything in any of the bills that we've been passing, and I told my teachers I would help. And so I think, Senator Frentz, if you wanted to come back with a $1 billion proposal coming back from conference, even find a way to take part of that $17 billion that we have and decide this was a priority, because it seemed like when the teachers are here, this was a priority. And so, Mr. President, for me, it remains a priority. And so, Senator Frentz, I think it would be worth the discussion. And then, because I put it in 28-29, there's ample time for the legislature to address the costs, even as we have decided in the Health and Human Services budget that $1.3 billion there can be dealt with at some future time. Thank you.
Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, members, to be quite clear, I'm asking you to vote no on this amendment. Second, members, the question was, where would we find the money to cut out of the other part of the budget? And with all due respect, I don't know that we got an answer, although I heard the suggestion that we might cut $1.3 billion out of the health budget. I don't think that's a good idea. What we do think is a good idea is to vote for this bill unamended. And what I'm asking members to do, Mr. President, is to reject the Abler amendment. Thank you.
Any other discussions on the A50 amendment? Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would encourage a no vote on the A50. While I know that I'm interested in working on teacher pension reform, unfortunately, this amendment isn't paid for and would add billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities to our Teacher Retirement Association pension fund. And I do want to note that the underlying bill actually has six times more money for TRA than what Governor Walz proposed in his budget. And so I would encourage members to vote no. We don't want to get in the practice of increasing benefits without matching it with additional funding and assets. That's going to lead to problems for our pension fund in the future.
Any more discussion before we go through the author of the amendment, who will be the last voice we hear before we vote? Seeing none, Senator Abler.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And, you know, we talked about Mother's Day this morning, and my mom talked about saving the best for last. I forgot to mention this morning, she's 96, and she's really looking forward to that brunch that we were talking about. So, but she's also a teacher, and she loved to teach, and she was able to be a teacher as she would raise her six kids. And one of those things was that she was able to be home when we were home, and it meant a lot. And so, you know, I don't know that we can afford $6 billion in 2028. And Senator Frentz, I was not talking about cutting the health and human services budget in 2028, I was talking about how the leadership here has set up a structure where we're overspending into 28 and 29 by $1.3 billion. And so if we're overspending like that, then let's see what other priorities we want to vie for. And Mr. President, this amendment doesn't have to come back just the way it is. But I don't see the word rule of 90, in the proposals here. And I think it's time for us to give those teachers their fair shake. I want every teacher who's within the sound of my voice, which is only a couple, but maybe they're listening, Mr. President, to know that it is the Senate that has an interest in helping them attract good people in the special ed arena, which they're very short of, and some of the STEM programs with the science and technology and math, and people that could be any number of things, but they would choose teaching, which, Mr. President, I think is one of the highest callings, and I admire that. So I don't know where the votes lie. But, Mr. President, I know I'm going to be voting yes on behalf of my mother's work that she's done and behalf of the so many teachers I've heard that are in their 30s who want a chance to get into their, to see this career go and to show that the Senate, Mr. President, in fact, does care. So I urge a green vote. Thank you for give this bill a chance. Thank you.
The Secretary will take the roll on the A50 amendment. Members, as usual, please vote. Senator Murphy, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Bolden votes no.
Senator Bolden votes no.
Senator Latz votes no.
Senator Latz votes no.
Senator McEwen votes no.
Senator McEwen votes no.
Senator Putnam votes no.
Senator Putnam votes no.
Senator Port votes no.
Senator Port votes no.
Senator Fateh votes no.
Senator Fateh votes no.
Senator Mohammed votes no.
Senator Mohammed votes no.
Senator Dietzick votes no.
Senator Dietzick votes no.
Senator Marty votes no.
Senator Marty votes no.
Mr. President.
Senator Murphy.
Senator Westland votes no.
Senator Westland votes no. Senator Zizinski, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Dreheim votes no.
Senator Dreheim votes no.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senator Miller votes aye.
Senator Miller votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Pratt votes aye.
Senator Pratt votes aye. All senators having voted who desires a vote, the secretary will close the roll. There have been 25 ayes and 41 noes. The A50 amendment is not adopted. Any additional amendments? Seeing none, the secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House file number 3100, a bill for an act relating to retirement, reducing the actuarial assumption for investment rate of return, etc.
Third reading. Any final comments? Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Getting pension policy is really important for our state and for Minnesotans. And just wanted to start with a story about why pensions are important to me, or an example I got to see about it. When farming got tough up in Otter Tail County, my grandmother took a job in dietary at the state hospital in Fergus Falls. And even though the family farm wasn't going well, the pension that she got from her decades of service helping at the state hospital was able to sustain her and even my grandfather through survivor benefits after she passed away. And so it's really important that we meet our obligations to those who have served, and that our pensions are there for Minnesotan workers. I think it's also important to note that pensions can go wrong. We have other states that have had issues with pensions. One example would be the state of Illinois. They have $180 billion in unfunded liabilities in their state pension plans, which comes out to almost $30,000 per household in unfunded liabilities. And so it's really important that we don't end up in a situation like that. For states like Illinois, they don't have any good options. They either have to do major benefit cuts or huge tax increases. And for a state like them, they'll probably have to do both. And good pension policy is about delayed gratification, making smart decisions now that will benefit our state going forward. This pension bill before the body is a good bill that will set Minnesota's pensions up for success in the future. I'd like to highlight a few items in this bill. First, we're moving our pension's assumed rate of return from 7.5% to 7%, which will match what our state's actuaries are recommending to us. And what that means is that we're not going to be underfunding our pensions going forward, because we know what the liabilities are going to be in the future and that we can plan accordingly. Additionally, this pension bill puts $355 million towards paying down unfunded liabilities in our state pensions. Our unfunded pension liabilities are the most expensive debt that our state has. And the Reason Foundation actually looked at this bill, and they calculated that this cash infusion will free up $618 million in future contributions. And those savings, Mr. President, could go towards benefit improvements or contribution reductions from employees and taxpayers. There are some benefit improvements in this bill, but I'm proud to say that they are all paid for. And it's important that we match any benefit improvements with additional pension funding to avoid future unfunded liabilities. So I'll be voting yes today on this bill. It's good for retirees, it's good for workers, and it's also good for Minnesota taxpayers.
Any other discussions on House File 3100? Senator Howell.
Thank you, Mr. President. And members, I'm not going to go over the many parts of this bill, but I think that this bill did the best it could with the target it had. I think it's a step in the right direction. The disappointing piece of this is I think we could have done much better. If they would have put the money that we needed to actually do what needed to be done in many of these pension programs, we could have done much better. The problem is we didn't get that target. So between the majority leader, the speaker, and the governor, they decided not to put the dollars where it could have made a great impact in the pension program. But with that, with the target that we had to work with, I think it's an excellent bill. I'm going to be supporting this bill. It's just disappointing we didn't get the target that we needed to make it an excellent bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I too rise in support of this bill. And I want to highlight some of the additional features as well. Number one, the COLA increases are 1.5% to the MSRS. Para, 1.5%. Para Local Government Correction Plan, 2.5%. Teachers Retirement Association, 1.1%. It also reduces the vesting period for our employees. And most importantly, it does set up our pensions for future success by being responsible and following the actuarial analysis regarding assumed rate of return. Now, there is a lot of continuing concern that our general para plan, our TRA plan, does not include the rule of 90 or the rule of 92 as the St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund does. And that's because there wasn't that additional funding to pay for that benefit. However, to note that the St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund will be increasing the employee contribution from 7.75% to 8.75% to pay for this newer rule of 90-ish they are calling benefit. But I think the pension plan, the Pensions Commission did a good job with the target that we were given, and the statewide volunteer firefighter incentive account is created to help those volunteer firefighter pensions move in a sustainable way. So I do encourage a yes vote. It's a good bill. It's not perfect, but we are not in the realm of doing perfect bills here. We do good bills. We should do good bills with the targets that we have. I encourage a yes vote.
Any other discussion before I go to the author of the bill as the last voice before we vote? Seeing none, Senator Friends.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, members. Thank you for the comments. Thanks for the consideration of this bill. What we're doing is we're putting money into the pensions of working men and women in Minnesota. I ask for your yes vote so that we can continue to keep the promises that we make when we hire individuals and say there's a pension attached to your job. Thank you.
The Secretary will take the roll on final passage of House File 3100. Members, please vote. Senator Murphy, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Bolden votes aye.
Senator Bolden votes aye.
Senator Latz votes aye.
Senator Latz votes aye.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
Senator Putnam votes aye.
Senator Putnam votes aye.
Senator Port votes aye.
Senator Port votes aye.
Senator Fateh votes aye.
Senator Fateh votes aye.
Senator Mohammed votes aye.
Senator Mohammed votes aye.
Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Senator Marty votes aye.
Senator Marty votes aye.
Senator Westland votes aye.
And Senator Westland votes aye. Senator Zizinski, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Dreheim votes aye.
Senator Dreheim votes aye.
Senator Miller votes aye.
Senator Miller votes aye.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senator Pratt votes aye.
Senator Pratt votes aye. Thank you. Senator Linsky, are you planning to vote? Senator Zaskowski, are you planning to vote? Luceros? All right. All those having voted who desires to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There have been 65 ayes and one no. The bill is passed. I'm sorry, 66 ayes. I need new set of ayes. 66 ayes and one no. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Morrison for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we recess to the call of the president. Senate DFL will caucus immediately after recess in Capitol Room 303.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will be caucusing in 323.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. You know what, you guys? The motion prevails.